Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Hey, listen, are you guys going to do this? The Open House Chicago weekend is this weekend. The weather's going to cooperate, too. Eric Rogers is in our studio right now, the manager of Open House Chicago and of community outreach at the Chicago Architecture Center, which has moved its new location to just a few doors down from us. And Tom Kerwin is here. He's the founding principal of BKL Architecture and is one of the people involved in this thing, too. Fellas, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, thank you, John, for having us.
Yeah, we're doing great. Thanks.
You guys got good radio voices, too.
No, can't compare to yours.
That's Tom Kerwin. He's a founding principal of BKL Architecture. Eric, you go first. Open House Chicago, what is it?
It is a free citywide weekend festival. Folks have the opportunity to explore over 250 participating locations, as far north as Evanston and Wilmette, as far south as Beverly and Morgan Park, all the way out to Oak Park. Totally free, no tickets, no reservations.
Not just the city of Chicago, then, obviously.
No, we're a little bit outside the city limits now.
It's a good way to describe it, buildings or places that you always wondered what it's like in there. Now you get to go in there and root around a little bit.
Right, yeah, scratch that itch, see what it looks like in there, answer those questions, learn a little bit.
So is it residential? Is it industrial? What kind of places are we talking about?
It's kind of all of the above. You know, something for everyone. We've got a lot of iconic buildings, like I say, capital A architecture, both old and new, historic and contemporary. You know, sacred spaces, industrial facilities where well-known Chicago products are made, public spaces, amenity areas and residential buildings. So no matter what you're interested in, you can probably find a space that you're going to be curious about.
How do they pick them?
Well, I spend my whole year doing that. I do a lot of research. I talk to a lot of community organizations, a lot of architects.
And you get a lot of volunteer suggestions, too?
We do take a lot of suggestions, and I'm glad you brought up volunteers, because it takes an army to put this event together, and we're actually still recruiting them. If anybody wants to volunteer, they can do it right on our website, which is openhousechicago.org. We're still putting people to work this weekend.
Openhousechicago.org. So your studio or building is one of them?
Actually, both our studio, where we practice, is one of the sites, but also one of the buildings we designed is one of the sites.
So tell me about either or both.
Well, our studio is not far from here, actually, either. It's in the Aqua Building. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, we have a pretty generous studio with great ceiling heights and great open space with lots of drawings and models on display for people to look and see what we're doing.
That's BKL Architecture.
That's BKL Architecture.
What's the one that you designed that's also on the tour?
Well, the other site that we've been involved with is called GEMS Chicago. And actually, it's not far from here either. It's right next door. It's a school for a private school, K through fourth grade school, that is open to the public.
So what's unique about that? Why do I want to go look at a kindergarten school?
Well, it's a school that's really serving students from K through 8 right now, but it's a high-rise school. It's it is one of a very few examples of this new prototype for high-rise schools in an urban area where land is at a premium and schools are vertical, not necessarily horizontal like maybe the schools we went to.
My wife and I, kids, lived in LaGrange Park for a long time, and then we moved in Minneapolis, lived there for a while. I hadn't really lived or worked in downtown Chicago as much as I have now. And I'm getting used to vertical grocery stores, three-story Mariano's. And, you know, I'm just like, or the Target, for crying out loud. You know, with those cool elevators or escalators for your cart and all of that. And the first time I went into the Mariano's that was two or three stories, I thought, where is the stuff? I thought, this is the worst grocery store I've ever seen. They don't even have a produce department. And somebody goes, well, it's upstairs. I go, up where?
On my first visit there, I went up and down so many times. It's not
I
even
know.
Funny.
I look like an idiot trying to just grocery shop. But I guess that's a challenge in an urban area. Huh?
Yeah, as urban areas grow, I mean, the world is urbanizing. People are moving back to cities, and people need places to educate their children, and land's at a premium. So you have a small footprint. The only solution is to really go vertical. So it's a fascinating example of that building type.
If you said, okay, John, I'll take you on a tour of any building in Chicago you want, I might think of some of the skyscrapers. I might think Willis or Trump or Sears or Hancock or whatever. Then it's not even called Hancock or Sears anymore, is it? It's Willis, Trump, and...
Well, good luck keeping track of it.
And the address, I think, is just all they use for the Hancock now, technically. Are those on there?
None of those are this year. We've had some spaces in a couple of those buildings, but the lineup changes from year to year. This year, a lot of our most iconic downtown sites are clustered around Jackson and LaSalle. Of course, the Chicago Board of Trade building, which is open on Sunday, lets people down into their basement vault, which is an all-time favorite of ours. I have to give a shout-out to our presenting sponsor, Wintrust. They've done a lot for this event, but they're opening up their 80,000-square-foot Grand Banking Hall at 231 South LaSalle. You usually have to be doing business with them to get in there, and it's glorious, these murals of the World's Columbian Exposition. Absolutely amazing.
The Tribune has a story today by Kit Hawbaker, and it has some of the buildings that they highlighted. The Arts Club of Chicago, the Chicago Tribune Freedom Center, that's where they used to print the paper, correct?
It's where they still print the paper, and that's actually one of the very few, because that is such a sought-after site, that's a ticketed site that people had to enter a lottery in advance to get
really?
To visit.
So yeah. Is that over now? I can't get into that one?
Well, hopefully they'd let you in, but...
no, I'm not going to pull rank. Fraternity Notre Dame?
So that's one of 11 new sites that we're featuring out in Austin on the west side, and we're so excited to have that neighborhood join the event for the first time ever. It's a former Methodist church that's been taken over by a group of French nuns. They have mass there every morning at 5:30, and then they run a food pantry. We're getting that space unlocked and thrown open to visitors. It's really cool.
The plant, what's this?
An interesting building in back of the yards. Used to be a meatpacking facility, and it's been repurposed as an urban agriculture operation and kind of incubator for food businesses. So you can see a kombucha brewery. There's a beer brewery, Winer, which I love their beer. Free plug for them. A bakery, you can get pizza there and see aquaponics in action.
What about you? What are some of the buildings besides your own that are highlights for you on this year's tour?
Well, there's a beautiful church in the South Loop on South Michigan Avenue called Second Presbyterian Church. I'm sure, you know, I went by that church so many times in my life, and I'm sure others have walked by it or driven by it. And going in the church and seeing the incredible stained glass windows that really you really don't understand them from the outside, and when you're on the inside, the color and the beauty is just phenomenal. So I would recommend that one. If you're an architecture buff and you haven't seen Crown Hall at IIT,
Got to make the pilgrimage.
Why? You know? What are you talking about here?
I mean, that's the birthplace of modernism in this country. Just about the epitome of less is more, Mies van der Rohe's masterpiece.
So this is, the name of this building is?
Crown Hall. And it's basically the architecture school at IIT. And it's named after Henry Crown of the Crown family. But it's Mies van der Rohe's, probably one of his finest works, and where he trained a whole generation of architects that had a big influence on Chicago.
So when I go in there, what do I do?
Well, I think the cool thing about going to that building is you get to see an incredible work of architecture, but you're also going to experience what it's like to be an architecture student in a prominent school of architecture.
So are there docents at these locations then who kind of explain to you, or do you just, is it self-guided? I mean, you've got so many locations. I don't know how you staff all of this.
So we do use a lot of volunteers, but we actually kind of joke that it's like architectural speed dating. So many of the sites do provide some kind of guidance, some kind of short tour experience, but we know a lot of visitors are out there trying to see 10, 15, 20 things in a single day. So you might learn one or two things, see a cool space, take a couple of photos.
It's the way it is with our friends, the Petersons. I think they leave the car idling, and they get in and they check a place out, and they go, oh my God, okay, this, oh yeah, we saw it, okay, now, and let's go. And off they go
check
to
it off
place,
the list.
You know? So how many people do this then? I mean, do you have any way of counting heads?
We actually do try to count everybody that does it. Last year we had some terrible weather, and in spite of that, we were just under 100,000 visitors who participated in this. So it is truly a citywide scale event. And it's mostly people who live here who do it. It's us exploring our own city, going to neighborhoods that we've never been to, and seeing spaces that we've been curious about.
Do other cities do this? What a good idea.
They do. We're part of a growing worldwide network of similar events. Open House London started 25 years ago. They're still the big kahuna. But we are actually, we believe, the second largest event of this kind in the world at this point by audience. Just such a testament to Chicago's architecture.
And if it's a municipal building, you say it's a public university or the post office or something like that, if it's something the tax dollars went to, we ought to be able to see it. I don't know if you think about it in those terms or if you try and get some places that otherwise you can't get past security, but I think we have a right to some of this, too.
Well, I definitely agree with that, and I think that, you know, sometimes we have to push and pry the door open a little bit, but one site that I'm super excited about this year, speaking of that kind of thing, is the Terrence J. O'Brien Water Reclamation Plant. It's technically up in Skokie, but this will be the first time that the Water Reclamation District has gotten involved, and, you know, this is a facility of architectural and historical merit, and they treat our wastewater, and they can tell you all about that process. It's incredible.
I suppose it is. In fact, you know what's on my bucket list? My wife and I are walking up and down the lake the other day, and out on the distance, you see those water treatment buildings or pods out there. I want to go there.
Yeah, those are the intakes. That's actually where the water's taken in to the system.
Okay, I had an idea that they were just pumping sludge back out into the lake out there. That's
we quit doing that a while ago.
It's far enough. We don't bother with what we're doing here. No sludge here to look at, fellas. So I thought it was the stuff. That's the water coming in.
That's our drinking water.
And then we treat it and drink it and stuff like that.
Yeah, it gets treated right next to Navy Pier for downtown in the north side. And there's an equivalently huge plant down at Rainbow Beach in South Shore that serves the south side and the south suburbs.
Would there be anything to see out there? I want to go out there in a boat and look.
That is an itch I have not been able to scratch. There's so many security concerns around our fresh drinking water that...
I guess they don't need me over there. I'd be good, but I appreciate the concern. Fellas, this is really interesting. Eric Rogers is the manager of Open House Chicago and of the community outreach program at the Chicago Architecture Center, which in itself is a gem in the city. And Tom Kerwin is a founding principal of BKL Architecture. His studio is featured, as are one of the buildings that he himself designed, or you and your people, huh, Tom?
Yes, sir.
Fellas, what a pleasure. Good luck. We're all really excited. I'm glad you've got better weather for this weekend. It's free. The venues are. Maybe a handful of them are ticketed, so pay attention to that. But otherwise, you just show up and kick around. You want to go online, sort of plan your route out, and make sure that your hours coincide with each location's hours. And the website is?
It's openhousechicago.org. We also have a full printed guide that came out with the Chicago Tribune yesterday in their full circulation, and a stack of those should be available while supplies last at pretty much every participating site. So grab it and go.
Thanks, fellas. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, John.